This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's also include into that mix the over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals out there in the semis running coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail. Felix and his crew going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, as well as the suicide jockeys, Tom and company, going from the installations to the gas stations out there, getting our go juice out there so that we can go. And also, you can follow us, folks, on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. Our handle's the same for all of them, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining us from California, out there in the land of fruit, nuts, milk, and honey, and fires, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's that big fire doing out there?
Well, we understand that from the last reports we have, they believe that they are helping to save and protect the giant sequoias in the Mariposa Grove up in the place near Wawona, which is in the Yosemite Valley. Other than that, it's beginning to be contained, but obviously still a major threat to the region.
All right, let's get ready to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag. To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we underline and accentuate those two words, under God. Now, not to be outdone here, you and I were going to be chatting about something here. We just got done talking, of course, about Dr. Fauci and company and what they had to say about all things, it was called the BA.5 offshoot, variations of the Omicron, and they're calling it coronavirus because I guess it's another one of those, right?
It's a variant, yes.
Okay. Now, has the Democratic Party, Kyle, wasted its time with the January 6th committee hearings? And the reason I say that is because according to the polls that are out there, the numbers that were there when it started about the people who thought that there might be something to this and it could further implicate Donald Trump and bring him into more trouble with the United States government and this, that, and the other, namely the Biden administration, it's just not doing it. Those numbers are not showing any increase.
No, it's not. And, of course, in the modern political era, we've seen, you know, hearings that have become fairly, you know, it's really sort of grabbed the attention of the American people. Back in the day, maybe it was Alger Hiss. Now, with the impeachment proceedings, hearings for Richard Nixon, Iran Contra, for example. But, Captain, this kind of thing, what's happening with the January 6th, I don't think it's hitting a critical mass. It's a television show that would typically just be canceled for low ratings and nobody's really interested in it. It's way too niche, I think, and it's people are not saying we want more of this. In fact, I think they're saying we want less of this.
Well, here are the numbers, because speaking with the lead's Jake Tapper from CNN, CNN's data analyst, his name is Harry Enten, said that Americans' primary concern is inflation when the majority of Americans, 58%, are paying very or somewhat close attention to the hearings, according to the recent Quinnipiac University survey that's been put out. Meantime, while Democrats are more tuned in, with 74% following the hearings, 51% of Republicans say they are too. So less Republicans are watching than Democrats.
Well, right. I think if they wanted to get, I mean, in the context of having it be a television show, I think, Captain, if they were investigating how we got this historic inflation, 40-year high, and what started it all, namely the getting us off of energy independence, I think you might have a lot bigger ratings, as they might say, for a show like that rather than what they're doing now.
Now, there was a member of the media yesterday as Donald Trump was on his way to the helicopter to go to Air Force One to fly over to Israel that challenged him and said, Mr. President, how do you feel about the people of the country not wanting you to run for office again? And he came over to the guy and he says, listen, 92% of the Democrats want me to run for office again. 92%. That's not true. It's 70%.
Well, in his mind, maybe somebody told him it was 92%.
I don't think so.
What he thinks it is. I mean, who knows? But he's definitely out of touch. You know, and that's one of the things that people, they sense that.
I don't think so. I think he shot himself or shot his mouth off. That's what I think he did.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, either so he's just trying to say what he thinks is real or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back, Kyle and I are going to talk about something that's been going on out there in California, and they're asking for the help of the public, so we're going to try to help out the police with what they're asking. But there's been a rash of shootings at the 7-Elevens out there, and several people have been killed, people wounded. This has got to stop. You people out there need to wake up and smell the roses and do something. Try to help the cops out. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you, of course, by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain and suffering that I have over the course of the day. Now, I keep it in my system all day, all the time. Start out my day with it whenever I get up or out of bed. I take it and away I go. Now, what the Relief Factor does for me, because it's all natural, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all stuff that's good for you, helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation and swelling. Plus, it also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that I've got that's going on. And mine all stems from my feet and then goes from there. And, of course, when it goes up through your ankles and your knees and your hip and all that stuff, it gets your back involved and it can really get very painful very quickly. But Relief Factor will go right straight to the source of the pain and eliminate it, and boom, there you go. You're feeling much better. And it works for me, it'll work for you. And it's affordable, too. Now, the three-week quick start that gets it all started, $19.95. You can get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, get the three-week quick start, see what it'll do for you. And then, of course, you just sign on to the regular program, or it'll be shipped to you, and away you go. And what do we tell them, Kyle, about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
And, boy, that is so important. Many a night I have spent, and others have too, not being able to sleep because of the pain you're in. It's very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. All right. Well, Mr. Kyle, we've got a situation. We're going to try to help the California authorities a little bit here. I don't know if the illegal immigrants have something to do with this or not, but there's been a rash of shootings at the 7-Elevens around the south, southern end of California. Ontario was where I just heard one of the places mentioned, but there's been other areas too. People have been killed, people have been wounded, and it's gotten to the point to where it's really, really, really serious.
That's right, Captain. At least two people have been killed, and at least three others have been injured at shootings at different 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. They believe at least three of these instances were carried out by the same suspect, they believe. So you've got shootings that happened out in Riverside, also in Santa Ana as well, and also in La Habra in a place called Brea, according to the reports. I've tried to identify the suspect, and if you have any information, you're urged to contact the Brea the police detective for this at 714-671-4438. That's 714-671-4438, or simply contact your local police and let them know that you have some kind of information about the 7-Eleven shootings. So this is, of course, as you know, Captain, on July 1st to July 11th, 7-Elevens have been doing their free Slurpee Day, because it used to be just on 7-Eleven or July 11th, but they've been doing it since the 1st of July. So obviously 7-Elevens have been in the public eye because of this big promotion. But this particular suspect, of course, very dangerous, armed and dangerous. Don't approach them, but simply call the police if you have any information.
Okay, and this is something that is really, really got to be brought under control as soon as possible, because it makes no sense. Again, this is the kind of stuff that makes no sense.
Well, that's right, and it's fairly spread out to go from Riverside, so it'll take you a little while to drive from the Riverside Corona area and over back into Orange County to Santa Ana, and then up towards Brea, and then also to La Habra as well. So this person is definitely, if it is the same person, they're definitely getting around pretty quick and doing these shootings, because it looks like it ranges from almost 2 o'clock in the morning local time to 4 a.m. and also 3:30 a.m.
Now, I was reading about Yuma, Arizona, and about the influx of the illegals at the Yuma area sector of the border. Only 3.5% of the ones that are coming in illegally are being sent back, deported to where they came from. The rest of them are being processed and just sent further inland into either California or Arizona or wherever they happen to wind up. And this is not the way to handle this situation.
Well, no, it's not. And this is, of course, part and parcel of the Democrat Party elite policy about this kind of thing. They really do want to continue to create chaos and destabilization. And, Captain, I think it's incredibly evil to begin with, because they're simply using people in order to create that destabilization. They don't care about people coming across the border looking for a better life, which we understand that motivation, but they're willing to let people simply continue to live in the shadows and be illegal aliens, and they don't, you know, you hear that they somehow care about these people, but they really don't.
Well, no, if they cared about them, they would keep them where they were at and take better care of them, but for some reason Mexico doesn't want to do that, and we all know that they're on the take with the cartels. Just a question of how much and what kind.
Well, you got to start asking those kinds of questions, you know, because obviously, you know, you're looking for some kind of explanation that ever can even make sense. And to not be able to have people come into the country legally so that they can begin a new life and look for opportunities if they want to become, for example, they want to become American citizens, all these things. But, Captain, the Democrats know that it's just going to continue to create total chaos in our society, and they're fine with that. That's bad.
Now, have you seen the disturbing footage that's out there now, even though it's been edited, about the Uvalde school, the hallway, the corridor thing?
I've seen a little bit of it. Yeah, I know that there's an outcry about it as well, for sure.
Well, there's an outcry about it because you've got 19 cops at one time in the hallway, and they're all standing there looking at each other, knowing where the gunshots are coming from, and they're not doing anything.
Right, and this goes to the very heart of the matter. Since the beginning of this investigation as to why they were not engaging with the gunmen. And, you know, and yes, and of course, the and others, officers who might have had a clear shot to begin with outside. You know, these kinds of things, these kinds of questions are so horrible because, as we all know, the gunman was in the room. You have the children who were dying. It's so horrible to even think about.
And that one little girl that called, I think it was four times, and the last time she says, there's still eight or nine of us alive, I think, and we need help. Please, you got to come. You got to help. Please. And that was the last I heard from her.
Exactly. Well, I'll say this, Captain. I think there's a lot of people out there, a lot of parents even, who would say, you have to go do something. You have to save the children.
That's right.
And by doing so, by busting down the door or by engaging with the gunman, yes, it's quote-unquote risky, and, yeah, you have to make the decisions in those moments, and I'm not a law enforcement officer, but I think people would say you have to engage because other by waiting around and doing nothing, it's worse. You know, it's just a terrible.
Well, I get what they were trying to do. They didn't want to bust down the door and think that this gunman was going to shoot all the kids that he was holding as hostage or whatnot, something like that. But here's the deal. Under the circumstances, we now know that that would have been the best thing to do.
Precisely. And in the moment, you know, you're the commander on the ground and so forth, those are the very difficult decisions, which I don't envy, and I don't want to second guess per se. But it's right. You've got to do something. We've got to stop.
So you got a 50-50 chance of being right or being wrong, and in that particular case, whoever would have been in charge and given the order would have been in the right.
And I do think, Captain, you know, there's still a lot of concern on the part of law enforcement to say, if we make that decision, are we going to be held responsible or vilified or worse or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I think these factors do enter into the thought process, but they've also got to know that we support them. We support the police. We support their efforts to take down the bad guys. It's not easy to do that, and we will support them with what they do.
Now, Congresswoman Jayapal, who I believe is from Washington State, who is the president or the chairwoman or whatever of the minority caucus, I think they call it that. I think it's a minority caucus, and again, it might be Latinos, but I think it's just minority, was threatened by a man who was arrested by the Seattle police, and she was allegedly threatened several times by this individual, and they finally got a hold of who it was and arrested him, and that's the end of that.
Well, and that's good. You can't threaten elected officials. You can't threaten Supreme Court justices.
You can't protest Supreme Court justices.
Well, that's right. So we're completely, you know, Captain, I think it's really important to point out, we are completely consistent on this.
you know,
nobody should be threatened, intimidated, or put into these kinds of positions as they execute their duties.
And for you folks in Texas, get ready. He's coming, the Beto guy. 49 days on a tour all over Texas. Be ready. Be ready. Have the tortillas ready or something. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News.
A new video shows the action inside the hallway of a Uvalde, Texas elementary school during a mass shooting, including cops running away as children are murdered. The first video was shared by the Austin American Statesman in the first few minutes after Salvador Ramos entered a classroom and fired dozens of rounds. A trio of police officers made their way to the classroom's entrance. However, after they were repelled by gunfire from Ramos, an enlarging group of law enforcement waited to take further action. An officer can be seen checking his phone. Another reached for hand sanitizer as the killing continued. Louisiana authorities have once again been blocked from enforcing the state's abortion ban. A state court released a judge's order on Tuesday blocking enforcement while abortion rights advocates pursue a lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And as we get back to our conversation with Kyle Warren, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, MyPillow has once again been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, which are fantastic. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, the best of the best. Buy one, get one. The six-piece bath towel sets, fantastic. Bath towels do fit you, so it's not like they're stringent on any material. By the way, they've also got the beach towels now, too. You can get the beach towels there as well. And the roll and go anywhere My Pillows. Those are the pillows that go with you on the airplane or the cruise ship or the railroad or whatever it is that you're on. The little ones that they've got, a little bit smaller than the big ones, and I'm sure you'll be able to use them anywhere that you need to go. Now, and a whole bunch of more stuff, too. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call them again, 1-800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, which wouldn't be hard, it would be a complete misstep for President Joe Biden to once again engage in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known as the JCPOA, more commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal. Now, Representative Stephanie Bice, who is a Republican, said yesterday, while discussing the president's upcoming trip to the Middle East, and I quote, "We need to really be focusing on making sure that we're pushing back on the regime and focusing on looking at what we can do to help keep this country safe." What do you think?
Well, sure. The entire issue of the Iran nuclear deal, and of course President Trump pulled us out of that deal, he was roundly criticized by the Democrat Party and the left and so forth for doing that. But President Trump understood, I think, the bedrock of this issue, and that is to isolate Iran. Don't try to empower Iran. Don't try to make Iran think that they're going to be able to continue doing what they're doing. Don't make it a sweetheart deal for them. And on it goes. But Biden and John Kerry and others, they just have continued to try to sing the praises of doing this deal, when in reality, I think not only people in America, but people all through the Middle East know that it's a bad idea, and you've got to continue to isolate Iran. That is the solution, at least at this point, until there's some sea change in Tehran someday.
Right. Now, have you noticed lately that the left has been doing a lot of racial attacks on the right in an effort to what seems to be energize their progressive base? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, but they don't. I think they don't have any other things in their quiver. I mean, they've got to try to do something because they're losing on all fronts.
They're trying to get people to the polls. They're worried now that they won't be able to get enough people there to make a difference.
Right. Well, exactly. So, but notice how they try to stir people up. They don't stir people up by building them up. They stir people up by creating these kinds of horrible, nightmarish scenarios.
Uh-huh. Now, the terrorist Palestinian civil society groups that are still out there, 9 European Union states, countries, are still backing the terrorist group, and doesn't seem to be any backing down of it at all. I don't know why they can't seem to understand that these are not good people.
Right. Well, it's the idea of I think sort of looking as though they're going against the repressive regime of Israel or something like that. But in reality, Captain, I think you have both Israelis and Palestinians who have a much better take on how to exist and peacefully coexist than you do with many of these different groups that really aren't there to create that kind of peace, but they simply want to, you know, be part of the bandwagon that drives Israel into the sea one day or something like that. You know, you can't deal with organizations like that.
Now, I would like to know what's going on in your state, California, because in the Los Angeles area, they are looking to ban any new gas stations being built. What's that all about?
Well, that's an interesting thing, of course, yeah, because I think they think we're going to all transition to electric cars, and also, of course, there was this notion of banning the internal combustion engine or sales of internal combustion engine vehicles, new vehicles, by 2035. I think that's sort of being revisited at this point because it's so completely impractical. But it's just part of that thing, I believe, where they believe that, you know, if we start setting this up, it's all going to follow, it'll all fall into place. And it's a utopian sort of notion, as opposing to doing things like making electric cars so cool and affordable and things that would actually be able to use in your daily life or go on a trip and supplant the internal combustion engine rather than ban the internal combustion engine or gas stations.
Hmm. By the way, our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, gathered his top donors as well as fellow GOP governors for a meet and greet, and that was going to be held down in South Florida. I know several people that are going. They asked me if I was going. I says, no, I can't, not unless I find a way to be able to do my show down there, which that wasn't going to happen. So I didn't go, but I had a chance. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, you know, this is what, you know, politicians do, have to make sure that they're getting together with those who are going to be giving them support. But of course, the central question is it donors in order to be able to run for president? I don't know that Governor DeSantis is going to have designs for that at this point.
No.
Yeah, so, and I think that, but obviously, he is going to be the success story that's going to be touted by any GOP nominee. And that's why I think you have the Democrat Party and the left going after Governor DeSantis so brutally, because they know they have to try to ruin his story somehow. But they're going to have a real hard time doing it, Captain, because it's a success story.
Well, the people they have running against our governor have got all, you know, got stories of their own. Charlie Crist, give me a break. He was a Republican, then he was an independent. And then he was a Democrat, and then he thought about becoming a Republican again. But he's wishy-washy, to say the least. And he certainly, oh, and then, of course, there was a game, I don't know, I'm going to be careful how I say this. Then there was the game where he got married, and then he got divorced, and then he went back to living with his guy pal. I'll leave it that way.
Well, you know, when people do these, you know, conversions to different parties and stuff like that, you often wonder if it's legit or if it's just something that somebody's doing to say, well, maybe I could run as this and win.
What he did. He did it for that reason.
Yeah, and so people see through that kind of stuff. I mean, there are people, you know, who have genuine sort of, you know, changes in their thinking and their heart, and you can tell because it's legitimate, it's organic, it you know, they speak with a particular fervor and fire in their belly, but it's just the kind of thing of, you know, what do you want me to say to get elected? I'll just say it, and people they know that that's not cool.
Right. It's not cool. You're
not
right.
Cool.
Not cool, no. By the way, have you seen this little riff going back and forth between Donald Trump and Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what Musk told Trump?
What was that?
He told him to just go off into the sunset.
Well, these two guys, by the way, they're very similar in a lot of ways in terms of they've got great success.
Except Musk has more money.
Right, right. Well, but you have to have a certain mindset and you have a certain sort of skill set and wheelhouse to be able to do what they do and get to where they've what they've achieved. And so, yeah, I guess they might be able to also have a sort of a public argument, as it were, that that results in these kinds of things.
Well, it's jealousy. That's what all it comes down to is jealousy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I hear the music coming. We're going to be coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see if anything has changed out there on the roads. And if there has, we'll let you know. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back right after these messages.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
The crow's got a cup of joe heading out the door. A 12-hour day bailing hay till these calloused hands are sore. 5 days a week we work and sleep from sunup to sundown. We blow off steam, if you know what I mean, when the weekend comes around. We party at the barn, y'all. Trucks parked out in the field.
You can smell the smoke and hear the music all the way.
Kyle, who is that group?
That is the Soul Circus Cowboys.
And what's the name of that song?
That Party at the Barnyard?
There you go. Good guess. Yeah. All right, good guess. All right, man, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we're checking out, again, these heat advisories that we're looking at out west. It has been pretty hot, and it's definitely hot right now in places like Phoenix. It's 95 degrees. Places like Las Vegas, it's 100 degrees. But even over in California, Bakersfield right now, at almost about 1 o'clock in the morning, it's 83 degrees. High of about 103, looks like, for Wednesday. So you've definitely got a lot of heat to contend with out here in the west. And especially up in the Reno area coming out I-80 towards Battle Mountain, you will have some high temperatures, also possible thunderstorms in that area, maybe 10 to 20% of chance of thunderstorms, but definitely some hot weather. Our friends in Salt Lake also, excessive heat warning going on there. Heat advisories up near Twin Falls, Idaho, and Rexburg, also, of course, Idaho Falls as well. Up in Montana, this is where we've had a big change over the last couple of days. We've definitely got the high temperatures there, and possibly 100, 103 from the border with Wyoming all the way up to the Canadian border. This mostly in eastern Montana, including Billings, Miles City, and up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2 up there. So be aware of that. Also, our friends in Denver, I think it looks like it might be pretty warm for them as well as we go into Wednesday. So be careful out there. Be aware of the heat, and take it easy out there.
All righty. Now, Jeff in Sarasota is in Orlando, and he's reminding everybody that he'll buy everybody a cup of coffee to go along with their taco if they want to stop by Orlando and see him.
Well, thank you, Jill Biden. That's
yep.
Right.
Jill Taco.
Jill Taco.
Yeah, Jill Taco. We got to get the names right here now. We got all this stuff going on here. Got to get the names right. Okay, well, let's take a look at the weather now. We do have a little bit of a change over here on my end of the turf. Up there in the northeastern part of Minnesota tonight, in particular Duluth, you got a little bit of rain from Duluth straight up to the Canadian border. Got some fog to the west of Duluth and north of Duluth over in the northwest corner. And you got some fog that stretches over into the northern part of Wisconsin tonight, too. Now, I'm going to stay along the Great Lakes for just a little bit. I don't see anything to bother anybody at all along the Great Lakes tonight. Last night, the night before, was a little different story. We had some fog and we had a little bit of rain and some flooding going on there with the way the wind flow was blowing. Don't see anything this hour to really bother you over on the East Coast. Might be a little bit of fog in the Chesapeake Bay area, but that's about it. And then coming all the way down here to the Gulf, okay? Got to mention this because here we are looking at a surface trough expected from the Florida Peninsula west over into the south, moving southwestward along the northern Gulf Coast. Continue to produce disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the northern Gulf of Mexico, right there along the I-10 corridor, not necessarily in any type of order at all. It's a very unorganized system, and it's not going to be much of anything. It's just going to be a bunch of moisture floating around there, so be advised. But it could cause some low-level flooding because it's going to rain for the next couple of days or so over that away. Now, let's go up on I-20 for a second. And I-20 from Dallas West out all the way towards Midland, you're going to have a very warm ride coming to the east over into Mississippi, halfway across Mississippi, certainly to Jackson. It may move further to the east. We'll see. But those are going to be temperatures approaching 95 to 100 degrees all through there. And then, of course, you've got weather down on I-10 in Texas coming across. There's still some flooding going on, Kyle, down there in the Houston area from some of the rain that they've had earlier in the low-lying areas. So folks need to be careful down that way. And then over towards San Antonio, where it's extremely warm again. And a possibility of severe thunderstorms is once again through there. We'll see how that plays out. Yesterday we had them all the way from West Virginia and the northeastern corner of Tennessee all the way up on an angle to Vermont. So we'll see how that plays out too there in that area. But keep in mind you got that that trough with all that rain in it along I-10 right now. Right about, right about Pensacola over towards New Orleans, maybe a little bit further west, and it's going to be moving around, and it might move further to the west. We'll see what happens today. All right, Kyle, real quick, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, whoops, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, folks, Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Stop on by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, and you'll find out what it's like to be taken care of by folks that care about you, the trucker, or you, the professional driver. And don't forget to get your fuel card there, too, so you can save money at the pump. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, the Presidente is headed to Israel, right?
Yes.
Is he there yet?
Well, he left last night, so I would imagine. He's doing a few days in Israel, and then he's meeting, too, with Mahmoud Abbas, because I think that we just gave the Palestinians, trying to confirm it, a big, huge pile of money, allegedly to pay for hospitals or some nonsense.
Yeah, he's going to announce that when he's there. He hasn't technically made that announcement yet.
And then he goes from there to Saudi Arabia.
Yep, and of course, that's for a summit of states over there, not any one particular reason. He says, no, I'm not going to see the Crown Prince. Yeah, sure, right, uh-huh.
Well, maybe the Crown Prince doesn't want to see him.
That's true, but he'll find some way to get to see somebody, watch and see.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yep, and they'll trump it up as whatever they trump it up to be. But anyway, it is what it is. So basically, he's going to go over there and try to, you know, help out with the gasoline because that's their way of doing it. They're going to get them to give us more oil or something, whatever. And none of it's going to work. I mean, the Saudis could go to work triple time right now and pump oil and gas or whatever else they want to do. It's just not going to work. All right, hold that thought. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming right up, right after these messages. I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how, more in store on the way back. I'll be ready.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.